This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. There certainly has been a ton of federal money being thrown around in the Klamath Basin. What, $165 million over 5 years for habitat restoration? $28 million just recently for the Klamath National Fish Hatchery? And, of course, our irrigators' relief. Last year, another big chunk of money was also spent. On top of that, let's think about the millions, if not billions, that have been spent on the spotted owl fiasco that nearly killed our community and many others just like it. Now here we sit once again, hacking and wheezing in smoke from the many forest fires burning around us. We thought we were going to get through the fire season without the heavy smoke. Sadly, we were wrong. Now what do all these events have in common? Well, just a thought from my feeble mind. Every time a major forest fire burns around us, you can bet one of the statements will be it's burning in steep, hazardous terrain, which is hindering firefighters' efforts. How do they attack a fire in steep, hazardous terrain? Well, not being a firefighter, I can only guess the answer is partially with air tanker support. Starting to see where I'm going with this thought? I mean, here we have Kingsley Field, which not only has an incredibly long runway, but also has a control tower and plenty of vacant land surrounding it. So why not take all these millions of dollars that are being thrown at these problems and that problem and this problem over there and invest them in a state-of-the-art air tanker facility at Kingsley Field? After all, the massive forest fires we have seen over the last several years are all within minutes of Kingsley Field for an air tanker. Northern California or Southern Oregon are an easy flight to fight a fire and return and refuel and do it time and time again. On top of that, Klamath Falls has superb flying weather the vast majority of the year. Plus, you can also talk about the fact we're halfway between San Francisco and Seattle, placing us in a perfect position to respond rapidly and repeatedly to provide air tanker support anywhere on the West Coast. Now, I'm not talking about a plane or two in a small refueling facility, but rather a huge facility equipped with enough planes and crews to respond quickly and repeatedly to wildfires before they become so big they're wiping out our forest lands. And, of course, that means the spotted owl habitat and, of course, the endangered fish. Our local leaders need to start the process of pushing for the idea and garnering federal and state support to get it done. With all the federal money being thrown about, it'd be good to see some of it create such a base that would be beneficial to us all, rather than more and more restrictions and cancellations. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.